μάτια τα δανεικά. Αν θες να ζήσεις, ζήσε με αληθινά.
That is a song from Antonis Rimos, a Greek artist, and it was chosen by one of our next guests, Gregory Pappas. Gregory, why this song? When we asked you to talk about what's going on in Greece right now and why it may or may not be difficult to be a Greek, why did you choose this one?
Well, the lyrics pretty much say it all. No more living off of borrowed money. That's what the lyrics of the song say, and that's what the Greeks are dealing with right now.
Gregory Pappas is a publisher of, editor and publisher of Greek America magazine, founder of the Greek America Foundation. Also with us today, Apostolos Supaniotis, publisher and editor of the weekly Greek American newspaper, Greek News. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Greg, let me ask you, you know, I keep reading in different blogs written by Greeks, both in Greece and abroad, that it's a tough time to be Greek right now. Do you think that's true?
I disagree. I don't think it's ever been a tough time to be Greek. The Greeks are a resilient people. The Greeks have given the world a lot of things that we live by today, both 2,000 years ago as well as most recently in recent history. I hold my head up proud every day, and I'm proud to say that I am Greek, and I will continue to say that I'm Greek. It's difficult to be living in Greece right now, but I'm more shameful to say that I'm a resident of Illinois right now, and we're dealing with the antics of a former governor, Rod Bergoyevich, in a state that's more in debt than Greece is right now
there
than I
go.
Am as a Greek.
That's Gregory Pappas of the Greek America Foundation. Apostolos, let me ask you then, do you think that Greece is being blamed unfairly for what's going on in terms of the economy in the Eurozone?
Well, it's not only a Greek problem. Greece has its own fundamental problems. It has to do a lot of its own restructuring of the economy. I'm not talking about the debts, but clean up its economy. But there is a huge European problem. European Union founded years before Greece becoming a member in 1980, was good only for the northern countries, the industrialized countries of Europe. For the south, it was always problematic. That's why the same problems with Greece happen in Portugal and in Spain, I would say, even in the southern France that is more agricultural. So Greece lost a lot of industry during all these times. It lost all its supermarket chains that became the change ownership, and through that, all the products of the northern Europe goes in Greece. You find oil from Chile, but not Greek oil in this type of supermarkets in Greece. So this is mostly the problem. It's structural.
Apostolos Zupaniotis is a publisher and editor of the weekly Greek American newspaper Greek News here in New York City. Apostolos, do you expect, and we were talking yesterday with a reporter from the BBC in Berlin who says that once these financial issues are passed, and who knows if we get past them, there are political issues to resolve within the European Union. And I'm wondering if you're seeing a sign of a pendulum beginning to swing the other way, that if the European Union doesn't reflect the diversity of Southern Europe and Eastern Europe, that maybe there'll be calls for Greece to get out of the European Union, even if it's in its financial interest to stay.
I don't think this is going to be the issue. Don't forget that traditionally, Greece is one of the most old members, is a part of the 10 of the European Union. I think the acceptance of, now that it's 24, that's the problem. I don't think the Eastern Europeans are accustomed to the old traditions of the European Union. I think politically they vote with the United States and not with the rest of the Europe.
That's Apostolos Zupaniotis, who publishes and edits the weekly Greek American newspaper Greek News. Gregory Pappas of the Greek America Foundation. You've probably been reading and hearing the same reports that I have. Lots of people saying that Greece's incredible debts are bringing down stock markets around the globe, that Greece is dragging down the rest of the European Union and could, cause contagion that will spread to the United States. I'm wondering if you think the reporting has been fair that you've heard.
Listen, I think that there are some serious problems, and the reporting, in my opinion, and as a journalist, I have to say the reporting has not been fair. The situation is one that hasn't been caused by the people of Greece. It's been caused by the politicians of Greece, the ones who made these decisions. The debt is real. The contagion issue is very real. But I don't think the average Greek is to blame. I think that the problems are caused by a handful of people, and these are the ones that are not getting criticized in the press. I mean, the Greek people have been vilified as being lazy and being non-productive. And I mean, most average Greeks that I know are very hard workers. And if you do a little bit of research and find statistics, the average Greek worker actually works more than most Europeans do. So it's the government that needs to be vilified and the people who made these economic policies, not the average Greek.
That's exactly the point that was made by folks in Ireland when they went through this, that it's about the government, it's not about the Irish. And I didn't see the Irish getting as vilified as the Greeks. You make a good point, Greg.
So, Gregory, do you feel that there's another solution beyond these deep austerity cuts that the European Union is asking for before they'll give bailout money to Greece?
Sure. Organized restructure.
Meaning what?
Well, meaning that we have to deal with this debt, and Greece is never going to be able to deal with this debt.
They'll never be able to repay it.
Never. I don't see ever a repayment of the debt of this size, and it needs to be a structured repayment of this debt. They need to reorganize the terms. I mean, they've got to do. I hate to use the word default, but it's got to be an organized default.
Maybe a forgiveness of some debts, then.
Absolutely. And it's happened in the past. It happened in Russia. It happened in Ecuador. Latvia is a great example of how they dealt with their situation. So it's better for it to be an organized restructuring default than a chaotic one.
Gregory Pappas, editor and publisher of Greek America magazine, founder of the Greek America Foundation. Also, Apostolos Zupaniotis, who publishes and edits the weekly Greek American newspaper, Greek News. Thanks to both of you.